This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, March 13th. Well, we probably will have an exciting opening, but the futures are all over the place, and Europe is down sharply. And this is all due to the fear of a contagion risk to the banking system that that there's going to be other banks failing. So this is pretty easy to explain because I'm an ex-banking regulator, and I was trained in the late 70s and early 80s when we had an inverted yield curve, and I used to merge financial institutions together so they could qualify for the FDIC or FSLIC deposit insurance. And essentially, an inverted yield curve is lethal for any bank, okay? And even though we don't know exactly what Silicon Valley Bank did wrong, it appears that they had too much money invested in long bonds. And when bond yields went higher, the values dropped, and they got caught with a capital problem. Anyway, they've been rescued, and this is the right thing to do, because if there's any failure in the banking system, it hurts all banks, okay? So I realize we've had a statement from the Treasury and the Federal Reserve and the FDIC, and that's very good they did that. But the truth of the matter is somebody like Jamie Dimon at J.P. Morgan doesn't want any bank to fail. And speaking of J.P. Morgan, they stepped in to rescue First Republic Bank, which apparently has a capital problem as well. And that stock's supposed to gap down this morning. But a lot of these troubled banks will end up as part of J.P. Morgan or another large financial institution that the regulatory authorities broker. But what's really interesting, I find, is that, you know, the Fed was trying to kill inflation and raise rates, and ironically, they're killing the banking system, because as long as that yield curve remains inverted, we're going to have some more banking issues. Now, the Fed has opened its deposit window for a full year, up from 90 days, so banks can achieve emergency funding. But if the Fed really wants to fix everything, uninvert the yield curve, period. And they can do that with their open market actions. So here's the other thing that I find quite incredible is the collapse in Treasury yields in the last 3 days is unprecedented. And we don't know how long it will last or where it will stick, okay? But Goldman Sachs doesn't think the Fed will raise rates now on March 22nd. So basically the Fed has hurt itself, okay? And I think they have a lot of soul searching to do right now, okay? And we're going to have some inflation news this week with the Consumer Price Index, and a lot of folks aren't expecting it to be that good. So it'll be interesting how the Fed responds to this whole mess it's created. But the first thing they got to do is uninvert the yield curve. It's been inverted since July, and it's just creating systematic failures. And this is, again, I used to do this stuff back in the late 70s, early 80s. The yield curve was severely inverted for a long time, and it didn't help financial institutions back then either. So it's pretty easy to understand what the Fed has to do. They have to uninvert that curve, and they better get busy with their open market action right now. But so far, the regulators have done the right thing. But ironically, they've hurt themselves. And they've made more work for themselves and their member banks. But in addition to, by the way, the Fed is supposed to be quiet right now because the Federal Open Market Committee meetings on March 21st, 22nd. They're not supposed to talk to us. They can issue a statement, but they're all supposed to keep their mouth shut. But people like Jamie Dimon from J.P. Morgan, people like that will be very, very important to listen to. So that's kind of what's going on in the world. So the good news is we may not have a Fed rate hike on March 22nd. It depends where Treasury yields are. It depends what the CPI is. if we do have a rate hike, it might be only 25 basis point, and we're going to definitely get a dovish FOMC statement. So there are things to be excited about. Now, you probably know that I don't have banks in my portfolios, and that's on purpose. The main reason is inverted yield curves kill them, okay? So we don't have to worry, but this does hurt commerce, does hurt innovation, does hurt something called the velocity of money. So I think the regulatory agencies have moved pretty fast and decisively. The joint statement, again, was very welcome, but we're going to have some more statement from the Fed, and March 22nd going to be a critical day. And that FOMC statement is going to be much, much more important than whatever action the Fed takes. But the good news, folks, if you're worried about rising rates, they're not going to be rising much anymore because they're hurting banks. And the Fed has to now fix this. And this is, of course, something they did to themselves. So I don't have a lot of sympathy for them, but hopefully they'll do the right thing now. So that's it. It's Louie Navalier. Hang in there. If you are a nervous Nelly or something, there's going to be some short covering today. If you want to lighten up, today's a good day to lighten up. The market is all over the place, okay? Futures are up sharply. Then they're up just a little. Europe's down. So, fear spreads. So whatever rally we get this morning at the opening of I don't know how sustainable it will be until we know for sure that the Fed is going to be done raising rates. So that's it. That's your update for today. I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions. Obviously, we've got very important economic news this week with the consumer price index. And also, we're going to have the retail sales report. And I believe we have durable goods coming out, too. So a lot of good economic news that will influence the markets in the upcoming days. Take care, everybody.